CES. Mobile.
KK4NXC.
How are you?
Good.
Yesterday.
I had a my oldest grandson had a birthday yesterday afternoon. I got a chance to help my neighbor put in some septic tank drain lines, or dig the ditches. I held the laser level. We got them to where they were level. And then I worked for a couple hours outside, but man, it was so stinking hot after lunch. I mean, it was like just being in an oven.
Oh, shoot, when I got off work yesterday, it was 90-something. I started telling my wife, I'm not sure if we're going to go camping this weekend in the tent. It's pretty warm still.
They make some battery-operated fans that hang in a tent. I almost bought some one time, but don't know why I didn't. But my wife was talking. I've got some tools laying on the picnic table where I was working on a chicken house. And she goes, well, I want to use a picnic table this weekend. I said, I'm not going to be eating outside if it's this hot. I mean, it was miserable. I don't think I was out there 2 hours. Came in, I mean, I was soaking wet. Came in, took a shower, and then got ready to head on down to my grandson's birthday party. But I had a good day off, though.
Sounds like you had a productive day off.
Yeah, that's the thing. I try to keep those days all productive. I got to do a little neighborly thing, help my neighbor out. That was fun. I was over there for a couple hours. Of course, you know, we were at the birthday party for a couple hours. Anyway, it was the afternoon was kind of a restful day.
Shoot, I know Sunday, that was about the only half day I've had so far. Got to do something because I went into work. And I got outside and weed eating. Holy moly. I mean, after a while, I was like, nope, I'll do the front later. I'd end up postponing our tent camping because it's supposed to be, you know, low 90s this weekend. King's Mountain, not real high elevation, so I don't know that it'd be a whole lot cooler.
Raining, it's hot as blue blazes. Of course, this is August.
Yep, that's true. So I think we might have to hold off on the camping until maybe September or so. I know we're going to the beach in October. I got to winterize my camper. So I don't know how much I get to do then, but I am ready. For the weekend?
I got some company coming down from Tennessee. They're going to spend the weekend with us. We'll see what we can get into.
Cool. That's why you say cool.
Coming down to go to a wedding and Saturday, so they'll probably be gone about 6 hours Saturday. So I don't know that we'll be doing a bunch of stuff outside. They're going to go to church with us Sunday. The cookout Sunday, my son-in-law is going to come up and cook out brisket.
Good. I've heard if you do a brisket right, they're really good.
Good job. He's got a coffee rub that he uses. It's pretty good.
Tried yet. I've never tried to do anything with brisket or smoke a brisket. I've been scared that I'm not going to do it right. And they say if you don't do it right, it's not good at all or it's too tough.
It's a tough one. But his is always super tender and moist. That's the biggest thing. They dry out if you don't do it right.
Hear that?
No, it's my other son-in-law, Jared, him and my daughter live down there in Lawrence.
Recipe, yeah, I wouldn't mind it. I'd love to try one. I mean, at least just how to cook it, like the temperature and how long and stuff. doggone, I was watching some YouTube videos. I bought a campfire. Not really a pit or a ring. It's almost a little like table. It's a metal frame table, basically, and it has a metal screen on it. I've been wanting to use that for 2 weeks, and it's either rain or it's too friggin' hot to be outside by a campfire.
Is it like a food preparation table or something?
I'm trying to figure out how to describe it. So it's almost like one of those fold-out tables, like if you were thinking about a little camping ottoman or something. It's just a set of legs that folds out so in a square, and then it's got a metal screen that you put on top of the peg for each, you know, table leg, and then it's got little side shields that you slide over top of that. And I guess that's supposed to keep the coals from rolling out the side, but I watched it on YouTube. The guy gave some great reviews, and I thought it was a really neat idea. And then it all packs up, just like you're folding camping chairs. You put it back in the bag, and it folds right up.
Cook table that you're using coals on.
You just have a fire on it. I mean, it's just kind of an outdoor fire pit, basically. You know, it's kind of elevated, you know, maybe a foot, foot and a half off the ground, so.
So them low impact things where, you know, you're not starting a fire on the ground.
The way the guy was talking, you know, kind of the leave no trace principle, you know. They do have a screen that you can put up underneath of it, because I'm sure their, you know, heat's going to radiate down, so. Hope I get to try it out one weekend. I just don't know if it'll be this weekend either. Pretty good. I mean, I still need to take care of my glow plugs. I have not done that yet. But right now, it's with fuel prices the way they are, I've just been driving the car most every day, getting back and forth to work that way. Maybe I need to sell it and get me another one, but I don't know that I can do it.
Wow, there's no way I could afford a new vehicle.
I know, not a new one, but, you know, a new used one. You know, even one that's, you know, instead of like mine, it's, well, it's 2006. So, you know, we're creeping up on that 20-year mark soon. So, I don't know. I keep thinking maybe something maybe 8-10 years old. But they still want a chunk of change for them, so I don't know.
The 99 or 2000, I wouldn't trade it out for nothing. I don't drive it every day because of fuel prices, but that's been a good truck.
Exactly, that's the way I feel about mine. I really don't. This part of me wants to do it just because it's got some age on it, but then it, you know, I don't know. It's paid off, it runs, and it sounds good. And I hate to say it, but the new diesels just do not sound as good.
Any of the new diesels out. I got that 7.3, and I really like that engine. They messed up when they quit doing that one.
That 7.3 is supposed to be really, really good. Which I talked to a guy at the dump station one day, and he told me he was on his second truck, and he had the 6.8 liter, whatever it is, one of the newer engines. And he said he was going up salute grade, and he blew his engine out. And I'm like, that's pretty sad when you're talking about a brand new truck blowing the engine out.
Just, man, I don't like any of the gas engines in the trucks that Ford has either. So, I mean, I'm just sticking with what I got. I mean, you couldn't replace that truck. I think I'd, something happened to it, I'd just get it, it'd be cheaper to fix it than for me to buy something new.
That's the way I look at it, too, because I start thinking about a new one and what the payments are going to be every month. And, you know, I might spend $1,000 to fix my truck, but I don't know. It don't take many $400 or $500 a month payments to add up to a couple thousand that it costs to get it fixed. So that was a tough one. AO4CEF Friday. I hope I can redo my King Ranch seats in it, because those things are so stained up. everything else from all the years. I wouldn't mind redoing them. I got some soap and stuff, but too hot to get out there and do anything with it.
Busy day to day, or does any of your days get busier or less busier?
But it's not too busy. Usually the start of the week's the busiest, but we do have some board members coming soon, so everybody's trying to get ramped up, prepared for that. We can't make it look like we don't build cars. We got to have everything clean and neat. Is it shop?
Yeah, we're wide open. I mean, we're crazy busy.
Problem to have is wide open. In it now, y'all keep them all retained.
I'm hesitating on putting one more on. I ain't really got a lot of shop. I mean, we're working outside now. I don't have a shop big enough for the amount of work we got. And of course, I've had guys working on the outside for years, but, you know, these guys end up working in inclement weather. Some of them, that's the way they want to be. They don't want to work inside the shop, so whatever. But we got plenty of guys right now, I think. We just, the way the jobs that we have are pretty big, and we've got a lot of road call stuff going on, which, you know, we have to pull resources out of the shop for that. I am hesitating. I'm thinking about putting another guy on second for truck services, but I don't know. And we're just playing it by ear.
That's a good thing. It's a good problem to have. You got to try to figure out what you're going to do and whether you need to expand or not. Instead of the alternative, I guess. I am getting off of my exit, so I'm going to have to say 7-3 to you, and have a safe trip into work today, and hope you have a good day at work. This is KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final. It was good talking to you this morning.
Here, good talking with you, and I'm basically destinating here in about 2 minutes anyway. You have a great day at work. Try to be careful and safe. And hopefully we'll catch you tomorrow morning. 7-3 to you, my friend. Have a good one. KK4NXC.
Far you are, monitoring.
XC, go ahead.
Pop on the radio this morning. Just say good morning to all y'all. And I'm actually headed to Charlotte. Got over to do some work down there. And figured I'd say hey.
Yeah, I'm the only one left on here, I think. But I'm sure if they were here, they'd say 7-3s. So, well, I hope you have a safe trip.
Yeah, I've been working in Greenville, and then Greenville Monday, Greenville Tuesday, Charlotte today, and then back here in Greenville tomorrow. But I do appreciate it. And, yeah, I guess I'll say 7-3. I'm going to hop on 85 right here and get on up the road.
All right, well, you be careful out there, and 7-3 to you, and have a great day. KK4NXC.
Better.
FW Mobile.
10, I gotta go. I'm pulling up. 7-3 to you, just wanted to say hi. 7-3 to you, you have a great day, man. Andrew just checked off of here too, destinated, and I hadn't heard anybody else on here. But anyway, you take care, my friend. KK4NXC, I'm going to be clear on your final.
7-3s, Mike, you have an awesome day, and we'll catch you another morning. KN4TFW.